Alright. At 7 o'clock, I call this meeting to order. Administrative Director Ngavirano, please call the roll. Tonight's attendance question, because I need to see the light. What's one good thing about winter? How are we going to take that? It has to be good. No workaround things.
That's a great question. Snow can be fun sometimes.
All the amazing sweaters.
Winter coats. You can use more than one blanket.
There's just so many good things about winter, but Christmas has got to top it for me.
I like the apparel. Like, I love scarves and mittens and stuff.
I like the hot drinks.
I like ABC's 25 Days of Christmas and skiing.
Christmas music.
There's already a snowman in front of the story.
It makes staying inside more appealing.
Oh, when you go on a run and you get frost on your face, it's kind of cool.
Christmas carols.
I'm sleeping till like 8 a.m. and the sun's not in your eyes yet because it's not up.
I like the mood that everyone's in. Usually it's pretty cheerful. My little farmer has been talking about praying since September.
Do you like Camila?
I like real fireplaces with fluffy blankets and hobbies.
Wood burning stoves.
a good reason to see inside and just kind of happy
moment. A like magic moment where it's like dark outside, the sun was on.
Just it's so quiet, like it just dampens all the sound, and I think that it's really nice because going from fall where everything is crunchy and loud and the wind is blowing a ton, and then just fall, and like winter where everything is just like quiet. I like it.
Christmas and Christ Chapel.
Find an open parking lot with a bunch of fresh snow and open dumps.
Administrator Director Gabriano. Honestly, I don't like winter. That's what Mason
say.
So I love horseback riding bareback when horses have their full winter coats on. Because it's like just riding like this big teddy bear. It's really fun. But then here's the other thing that I love about winter. And you all have to like go and try this on your way home tonight. Like when it's super cold and you're walking, especially if you're walking like into the wind and you're sure that like your face is going to fall off or something, just like at the loudest decibel level that you have in you, just do a really loud like, woo! And, like, your whole body, like, immediately warms up, and you just, like, can't help not laughing and smiling. So just, like, super loud yell into the wind. Woo!
How many times does Christmas
With that, we have quorum and meeting shall begin. We shall start off with the approval of the minutes from November 23rd. Are there any objections or corrections to the minutes from last Monday? Objections or corrections? Objections or corrections? Seeing none, we shall the minutes are approved. We shall proceed on to community comment. Is there anybody here from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment. Community comment. Seeing none, we should move on to unfinished business. First sort of unfinished business is a contingency update from Controller Johnson.
Right now, we sit with our contingency at $85,887. Again, that's $85,887.
Thank you. With that, we should move into committee updates. And our first committee update is public relations. So, Chair Swenson, the floor is yours. Questions with Health and Housing Chair? Questions. Update from Diversity Committee, Chair Singh.
Diversity Committee this week will be analyzing and looking at the data that we collected from the tabling that we did and the survey that we sent out for the Taiwan and the Second Monday leftover.
Awesome. Any questions for the Risk Chair? Questions. Okay, seeing none, we shall. Unfinished business. Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. Is there any new business presented? Senator Lewing.
So I guess I've been working on a resolution for Senate over the last few weeks. Diana, would you do cool? I'd like the student body or Senate body to read over it and then enter discussion if possible. This is essentially a resolution that is kind of based on the resolution we made last week about standing in solidarity with oppressed populations, and this is just more kind of a tangible step in my eyes. So this is an integrative education endorsement by Senate. So as we all know, Gustavus Acts includes a curriculum change overhaul, and this would be an official endorsement from the Senate body that it will promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. So, yeah. I don't know if you want to read over it for a minute or two, then enter discussion.
The way we'll proceed with this is you're welcome to make a motion on the resolution on the screen, and if that gains a second, we'll enter discussion on whether or not to pass that. I would request that in your framing of the motion, you specify the exact audience that you would like this to be distributed to, and as much information about the distribution method as you would like.
Yeah, so I guess I'd move to pass this resolution and send it to the student body, faculty senate, and the committees of Gustavus Acts. As far as those specific committees go, I'm not entirely sure.
Can you say it one more time?
The student body, faculty senate, and Gustavus Acts.
Okay. Is there a second on the motion? Second goes to Senator Haberman. We should now enter discussion.
student body recognize that many of our constituents across the campus work to reject the systemic oppression of marginalized people. We as a Senate body have previously issued formal statements rejecting such ideas. As established in previous discussions, this is not a political issue by nature, but rather a moral one. Here at Gustavus, things are changing. With Gustavus Acts, the college has moved to not just take notice of the world's most pressing issues, but to form an active stance to address these problems. One of these problems is systemic oppression of innumerable marginalized populations across the globe, and Gustavus has the opportunity to help stop it. This opportunity takes place in curriculum reform. We are restructuring what an education at Gustavus looks like, and I believe this to be the perfect time to implement an emphasis on diversity, inclusion, and equity into the learning process of this school. This not only prepares students to address the issues currently on campus, but allows them to leave this institution equipped to grapple with the larger issues in the world. What I urge Senate to do tonight is not to create a curriculum or an addendum for one. We are not qualified, and that is already being developed very intensively by a curriculum committee outside of Senate. What may prove fruitful instead is create an endorsement of this model, as now is the time that ideas are being integrated into the very experience of Gustavus. And with that, I yield.
Now we shall enter discussion on the resolution. Senator Gladish.
I was kind of hoping the speech was longer. I guess I'm just going to ask the author, where would you like to see, like, the curriculum reform go? It is a little vague, and I'm sure that's, you know, intentional, but I just wanted to get your ideas.
Sure.
Yeah, I yield.
Okay. It is intentional just because, again, committees that are working at this, I don't want to restrict, like, having this endorsement, I don't want it to be seen as restrictive in any way. Personally, I would love to see it as not just one credit that can be acquired, but rather, like, throughout different classes, throughout your entire education here, you're able to look at different issues through multiple lenses, or including, like, the language and vocabulary of diversity, equity, inclusion into, like, the holistic education. I guess Davis. Beyond that, I don't want to be too restrictive, so they yield.
Okay. I gotta think about it a little more, so I'll get back on the speaker's list if I need to. I yield.
Chair Oscar.
So having seen this resolution, I would say I'm in complete support of it. I see it as an opportunity for Student Senate to recognize work being done in these curriculum committees, as well as a written commitment to continue doing this work and to also recognize including diversity, equity, and inclusion in curriculum. So it would just be something in writing that future curriculum committees could also look back on and just see Senate as having endorsed it.
Chair Singh.
So something that I stated earlier this year, at the beginning of the year, that diversity, equity, and inclusion is an everybody task, not just me, not just diversity committee. And so I want to say really good job to Senator Ling for taking the initiative on this. I think you did an awesome job writing this up, and it was great working with you on it. I'd like to clarify a little bit about the second whereas. It's talking about strategic planning. That's referring specifically to the Gustavus Act, is what we had in mind when we were talking about that, which is the work being done under President Bergman's strategic action team. So we want it to be known that the work is happening, and a lot of research on student opinion, faculty opinion, administration, just about everybody, including the Board of Trustees, has been taken into account and is continuing to be taken into account regarding the curriculum reform and, like, changes to the school as a whole. So keep that in mind. That's where the second whereas is coming from. I also want to say that I like this resolution because it's putting, like Senator or previous speaker said, it's putting more action behind the resolution that we passed last week. And by passing this, we'd simply be saying that we support the work that is being done by these committees, the Strategic Action Team and the Curriculum Committee. And it's important for administration and faculty and the board to hear what students are thinking and hear that we support the work that they're doing. So to another clarification point, this is not saying that we need more done eds or, like, how to change the curriculum. It's just saying that we support work that's being done already. I know.
Senator Tatum.
A lot of the points I was going to talk about have already been said, so I just like to say that I support this. I think it's a really great idea, and it does put action behind our words, and I like it, so I yield.
Senator Hennigan.
So I also support this resolution. I, as many of you have heard now, I'm on the curriculum committee, so I mean, this is what we're doing. This is not restrictive at all for us in doing our work. We've had a number of proposals for for different curriculums. We have more curriculums coming. And so this would just, in my opinion, strengthen some of those curriculums to make them a little bit more developed. Likewise, the next meeting that we have is on December 11th. That is the last meeting of the fall semester, and that will be pretty much the last meeting for new input into, at least for what we're trying to do for the curriculum. We're trying to trying to get past the input stage and more into the developing and analyzing stage. So this is kind of a little bit of a time-sensitive issue, so if this being passed today would be actually really great. I could bring this with me. Obviously, they would have it anyway, but I can continue to support it in that regard. So, yeah, as a voting and speaking member of that committee, I would suggest we pass this. I yield.
Speaker speech.
Yeah, I'm in full favor of this, and I think it goes really well with the resolution we passed last week. I think this is a good, Senator Lewing said, just kind of a good, action step looking forward. And I worked on the committee that helped develop some of the curriculum for first-term seminars this year, and we, very intentionally try to create more, diversity and, equity and things like that into the curriculum that's being used, but it's only being used by, I think, 15 first-term seminar classes, so this is something that's across, the curriculum, but then you, ask the question about, how can, diversity and equity and inclusion be added into, a macroeconomics class, you can easily seek out classes that kind of affirm these attributes, I guess, but if it's something that our students are taught from, their first day at Gustavus, I think it's something that's just going to be integrated in the community. But yeah, I support it, so I yield.
Professor Jonas.
Alex was kind enough to share this with me earlier today, and I had a brief conversation with the provost about it, and he shot me an email that I think is appropriate to share with you all. Please convey that I have repeatedly said in public and private venues that I am supportive of faculty consideration of an interdisciplinary multicultural studies program and or multi-general education requirement. I appreciate the Student Senate discussion of diversity, equity, inclusion, and will continue to try to raise this vital topic with faculty governance groups as they engage in curricular planning. It may be worth noting that faculty, not administration, sets the curriculum and that under our shared governance work plan, we include the following statement, and then he quotes from the shared governance document. The mission of the college is advanced by adhering to the broadly accepted principle that the, quote, faculty have primary responsibility for fundamental areas of curriculum, subject matter and methods of instruction, research, faculty status, and those aspects of student life related to the educational process. So to decode that, I think he just is saying three cheers on the idea of a resolution that he's very supportive, but ultimately responsibility for the curriculum lies pretty exclusively with the faculty. And to that end, I might encourage you, I heard Alex say send it to the strategic planning group, but I might encourage you to specifically send it to curriculum committee because they're the body of the faculty that takes responsibility for thinking about how we might change the curriculum in any number of ways. So.
Co-President Rasmussen.
I'm good enough that my one point I wanted to raise or ask, and specifically to the author, you mentioned it'd be sent out to the student body, faculty senate, and Gustavus Act. Was there any particular reason to send it out to all those groups, why the students would be involved, or Gustavus Act?
Yeah. Okay. So the Gustavus Acts, and guess if that wasn't clarified correctly, that includes the curriculum committee.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good. Because they're the ones who are kind of fractioning it. The faculty senate, because as a previous speaker, Jonah, said that they're the ones who kind of like create the curriculum. And then I specifically wanted it sent out to this student body, so to provide a sense of accountability, so that if they as students, particularly as a senior, I will be gone next year, so this curriculum change will be taking place over a few years. So if they as students see this resolution and see it not actually happening during the new curriculum development, they're able to hold the faculty and such accountable for that. So thank you.
Yeah. Senator Haven.
I'm kind of confused. Is it being sent to the curriculum committee right at this point?
On that note, any time a question is lobby to you, just because you're SP's area, feel free to take the floor as long as it's a question right to you.
Okay. If it was passed tonight, that would be one of the places it was sent. It would be sent, yes.
Alright, I yield.
Are you sure that the whole, I'm sorry, I'm out of order, but what the heck? Are you sure that the whole curriculum committee is on the faculty acts? I mean, the acts thing?
Not everyone.
Yeah, I didn't think everybody was.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not everyone, no, but they.
So if you wanted it to go to the entire curriculum committee, you
I
might
guess,
need
yeah,
to,
technically.
You might need to send it there additionally.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
That's probably.
So it's been brought to my attention that the second whereas could have some sentence structure rearrangement for being consistent. So instead of saying the world's most pressing problems through curriculum innovation, blah, 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 you could change it all to saying pressing problems by innovating curriculum, preparing students for careers, articulating the institution's immigrant movement. So like having everything end in ing rather than like innovation. Right?
It has to be present tense.
Sure. I can't actually do anything about this, but
yes.
Somebody else can do that. If someone else can call a motion or like to amend the motion to include the curriculum committee. So.
Senator Gladish.
So moved.
The second goes to Senator Hickham. The motion was to make the points consistent in the second whereas so that all of the additional components following the has engaged are in present tense.
Sorry, I don't know where.
Grammar isn't my strong suit, so. Send it to the curriculum committee.
Which is in the charge of, like, the language of the motion, not in the...
No. Yes, correct.
Excellent.
Do we have the... Are you considering that a friendly, too?
Let's discuss that one. So, is there a second on the motion to... Second goes to Senator Lamberty. We'll now enter discussion on the motion... On amending the motion so that it is sent to...
the
curriculum
three. I don't know why that's so tough to remember.
Senator Gladys, floor is yours.
Okay. I think this is pretty much common sense. We're going to pass it and send it to the right people.
Senator Hittigan.
Yeah, not everyone in the curriculum committee is by technicality on Gustavus Acts. Like, technically, I wouldn't receive this email, but I am on the curriculum committee, so this is good for all the other two student leaders and Professor LaFaro, which I don't believe, who is chairing the committee, I don't believe he's in.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
JK. While other people would not receive it, but yeah.
Further discussion, seeing none, should not vote on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So amended. We should now return to discussion on the resolution as a whole. Senator Gledge, the floor remains yours.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm fine with this because I think it's pretty broad, and there's obvious interest in the student body for something like this. I do just want to go on the record by saying that I don't think it's this intent to really strong arm or try to tell the faculty what to do. That's just a suggestion. Is that correct, Senator Lee?
Correct.
And so with that, I think it's pretty good. I yield.
Director Schmitz.
Yeah, I think maybe we should think about, okay, I like the resolution and stuff, but I think we should maybe think about whether it's appropriate to send it to the whole student body and even as a resolution itself, or should we just, so I mean, a resolution is a big thing, and I know this is a big thing too, but should we go about this in a different way than just like a resolution? I kind of view a resolution more as like a special circumstance kind of thing. I know this is a big deal, but I don't know if this is the right way we should be going about this.
Point of information. Can one of the co-presidents please tell us like what resolutions were like in past Senates that they have experience?
A resolution would just be like this. I think what Chair Schmitz is referring to is like a simple email or a letter rather than like a formal. A resolution is kind of looked at as like the most formal statement made by Senate.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I just think more like email to like the curriculum committee rather than a formal, like a super formal resolution. I like what it said in there about I saw all these things to form a strength, especially with the resolution we just had last year. I think two resolutions in such a small time frame is kind of excessive almost, especially when you're so slow. Similar, I think you can use last week's resolution, maybe like a letter to refer to it to the middle seventh people, this kind of written language, and some kind of more informal letter to like the curriculum.
Dear sweet.
Yeah. I agree with the previous speaker just because, like, I'm, like, sometimes hesitant to use resolutions, but I think one of our goals for this year is to be more transparent with the student body. And if we're just sending an email to the curriculum committee and the faculty senate, I don't feel like that's being transparent with the student body. And I think this is also, like, showing that it's, like, an action piece to the resolution that we sent out last week, not necessarily that we're making anything happen, but we're encouraging action to happen. And I feel like those are the two biggest complaints about Senate, is that we're not transparent and that we don't do anything. And I think this kind of kills two birds with one stone. So that's just kind of why I think it's good as a resolution.
Senator Hennigan.
Yeah, piggybacking off of a previous speaker, this, in my opinion, this would also hold a bit more weight than just an email suggestion, just in the sense like, in technicality, any one of us could be sending emails to any one of the committees that is doing the strategic action and the curriculum innovation. And so I feel like it would hold a bit more weight to it by saying that as a body we came to this decision and as a body we're resolving this, so forth, especially in response to our previous resolution that is has already been set. So I like the idea of it remaining a resolution, but I also just like the idea of this idea continuing, so I yield.
Senator Gledge, please be advised that this is your last time. You will be turning to second topic.
I move that we still send it out like a resolution, but that we make the connection between what we did last week and. Or is that already in the intended?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never mind then. I yield.
is further discussion on the amended resolution. Director Schmitz.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, send out a resolution every week. I know this is kind of a special circumstance, but if you send out a resolution every week, it kind of waters down every resolution we've sent out in the past, too. So you need to be careful of sending out a resolution every week, because if you do that, it kind of weakens resolutions and the fact that we're sending them all willy-nilly. I mean, this is a special circumstance. I don't want to, I think it's a really good thing, but I think we, I don't know if this is necessary. You know, send out another resolution just a week after another resolution. Maybe we can send out like a less like formal thing. But, I mean, we already have a resolution from last week. We already have a quorum, it's already there. We can use that to do something else, you know. So it's up to Senate to decide if we talk about it and debate. So I yield.
Senator Lewin?
I guess in response to a previous speaker, while I do recognize that we sent out a resolution last week, the window, and that was actually wasn't my speech, so it was supposed to be longer. I missed this paragraph. but it did include a time piece that this is very much time sensitive, so the input stage of the curriculum development is about to end. Therefore, while normally I'd love to send this out probably in 3 weeks, just because of that specific reason, I do not wish for any resolution to have impact watered down. This special circumstance in this case also includes, like, we kind of want, in my eyes, we kind of need to send this out, like, now.
Senator Dix.
The resolution is the most powerful statement that we can make as Student Senate, and so whenever we want to say something powerfully, that's the format we should use. And in this case, we should want to say this very powerfully.
Further discussion on the resolution? Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we shall move to a vote. All those in favor of passing the resolution on the screen as amended, be distributed to the student body, faculty senate, curriculum committee, and Gustavus Acts. Are those, am I correct in that being the entire list? Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So passed. With that, we shall return to new business. Senator Lewing, the floor remains yours. Further new business? Further new business? New business? New business? Seeing none, we shall proceed to announcements. The floor is now open for announcements. Speaker speak.
Yes. So we're selling neighborhood shirts outside. We're tabling all week and next week for neighborhood shirts. So we have a limited amount. So if you want one, you should get one. Especially if you live off campus and your house is on there. That's all. It's a fundraiser for our sorority. So thank you.
I'm a Sergeant Sensen.
All right, tomorrow is the vote for the open off-campus representative. And so far, if you have the hour of 12:30 to 1:30 open and could possibly table at that time, we're required to table during the votes given the bylaws currently. And that's the only time slot that we don't have someone for right now. And seeing as that's like a pretty heavy traffic time for the cap, it'd be good to have someone there at that time. So if you have that hour open and would be okay with just sitting at the table with the computer, that's like your only requirement, please do that. If you know people who are off campus, remind them to vote. And I hope that everyone had a restful break, and I yield. Please come see me if you have that time open for tomorrow. Thank you. Okay, now yield.
Senator Link.
As another speaker who normally the safety checks has gone today, I would just like to remind the Senate body that it is cold out. It is snowing, and just from previous experience, a few hours ago, the roads are very slippery. So please remain safe, remain warm. That's all.
Senator Hennigan?
Yeah, I just want to say I received an email and stuff about a moment for peace this Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 6:15 p.m. outside of Christ Chapel. They're encouraging as many people as would like to come. It's for the Christmas card, I believe.
You're so stealing my announcement.
It's for the wonderful Christmas card. The presidents, digital cool Christmas card. And so please all show up. There's candles, and obviously it's in response to CNCC's theme. Yeah, I yield.
Advisor Jardas.
Show up to participate in the president's electronic. No, I think it really is going to be kind of cool. And I thought that there was going to be a student sound message that would go out today, but it didn't come through. So I just wanted to give you guys the heads up, as Sean already has, Wednesday. And you might be interested in knowing that attendees will light a candle and share a moment for peace for our local and global community. And that you'll write your own wishes for peace on a ribbon, and then those ribbons will go on a tree, and that it's also part of the theme of CNCC. Oh, I'm sorry.
What time is it again?
Oh, it's at, now I just put my message
away. 6 p.m.
Yeah. It's scheduled from 6 to 6:15 outside of Christ Chapel on Wednesday. And then you'll be in the Christmas car.
Senator Dix?
Yeah, that makes two of us that had our topic. Stolen. It's totally fine. Just to elaborate a little bit, don't forget that Safe Rides is running. It can get you across campus, even though it's freezing cold, and also soon to be icy because it's wet right now and it's going to be nighttime.
Or just try the wooing thing.
Woo!
Sarah Rose.
So CNCC is this weekend, so feel bad for everyone who has to go to rehearsals every day this week. And you guys should all come. There's concerts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I yield.
Sharon Sings.
CASO is hosting Kwanzaa on December 10th, and it's catered food, so there's 45 spots for food. So you all should sign up for that in the Diversity Center and get a spot for
great. My topic is that Tristan and I are both members of the Strategic Action Team, which is the kind of the engine or something of the strategic action process. And right now we're sitting on some nice outcomes of the strategic action process and kind of like the 10-year vision for what Gustavus and 10 and 25. I mean, getting pretty long term right now. I'm starting to really iterate what we think college would look like as a strategic team, and are heading into another input phase on what kind of came out really out of like a Gustavus Act really in the semester, and all the work the strategic action team has been doing over the last 8 months or so. So next Monday, in some capacity after Senate, we will be holding an opportunity to go through the outcomes and the vision, and we want as many senators there as possible. We're not sure if this will be a part of the meeting. We got to discuss that and look at what else on the agenda, but more than likely it'll be right after. We'll just hold the room and we'll be looking for input on the document that's kind of the charter for what Gustavus is going to try and look like in the next decade or so. So we'll send out more information about that later in the week, but your input there will be immensely valued and extremely important. And there will be some other sessions throughout the week too for other student groups, but that'll all be happening next week, and we'll get back to you on what that exactly will look like in terms of next Monday before, during, after, whatever the meeting.
Yeah,
I
think that.
Yeah, absolutely. Parliamentarian Gutto.
Just a reminder, y'all get free tickets to CNCC.
Are there any further announcements? Further announcements? Further announcements? Further announcements? Seeing none,
don't let me know if you have that hashtag.